This is the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 5. This is letter number 1460. And Baruch Hashem, it's dated the 20th day of Adar in the year Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing it to Agudas Chabad in Eretz HaKodesh Tibonav Sekoinen, the organization, the grouping of Chabad in the Holy Land. And then he adds another line, Tzire Agudas Chabad Be'eretz HaKodesh, the young grouping of Chabad, so one general and one for the Grosh Emelim Yichil. May by God be with you. And he says, peace and blessing. He says, I want to suggest that the name of this group of Aguda, Aguda means the group, should be really one, which means we should call it Agudas Chaside Chabad the grouping of the Chabad Chassidim in our holy land. Whether it's young or it's old, it's just the grouping of Chabad Chassidim. And the underlying line, the lower line, that should be the general name. It should be Tzirei Agudas Chabad Barzeinu HaKadosh Tibon HaZakonin, the young grouping of Chabad. So that should be, the name should be one, and underneath it should say Tzirei Agudas Chabad. Number two, the leadership of the Agudas Chabad, as far as the inside, as far as the organization, Klapei Pnim, remains as till now. But I have already written in the past that it is fitting to add more representative. Another representative from the young people, and nothing has been done so far, the Rebbe says. So the young grouping of Chabad, Tzir Agudas Chabad, needs to choose as soon as possible a second representative of theirs. Apparently they had one representative, they should have a second representative. That's in addition to the one that they have up till now representing them in the leadership of Agudas Chabad. The membership in this Aguda should be one for everybody, which means that if you print a membership card, or an additional similar to it, so on the card it should be written both names. But you have to add amongst the other going-ons also a paragraph that explains its connection to Tzirei Agudas Chabad. Number three, as it is customary in all the world, it is fitting to introduced the conduct in Agudas Chabad, Tzir Agudas Chabad, the concept of a membership payment, that you have to pay something for membership. In the beginning, at the start, which means around 3 months, they should split the income equally between Agudas Chabad and Tzir Agudas Chabad. And after this time, they will have the right to change it, the distribution, as the two sides agree. That would be based on the expenses that Agudas Chabad has and Tzir Agudas Chabad, how they have. During these 3 months, based on that expenses, they should divide the income. Now, the Rebbe says, I make a note. I'm imagining that the income from just the membership isn't going to be sufficient for all the expenses that are needed, especially that we should lower that membership to the extent possible in order to allow anybody who really belongs to there to be able to come in. And therefore, we should also place a tax on all the Lubavitch institution that inherits Yisrael, that every institution that every chassid and every institution should give from their income, whether it's a set amount or even better, a percentage, a certain percentage for this public community partnership fund of Agudas Chabad and Tzidei Agudas Chabad, because their work helps all, they're like the central organization, they help all the institutions. Number four, but all the discussions that are applicable towards the outside, sort of like if you got to talk to the representative of the Sochnut or the various different ministers in the government, so that is specifically placed on Agudas Chabad. But in fitting matters, we should also add one of the representative of the young who are going into the leadership of Agudas Chabad and Tzidei Agudas Chabad. Number five, the Rebbe is outlining how they should conduct their business over there, and they're giving them the outlines. Actually, let's do now number five. The organization that spreads the Hasidus in the various different shuls and yeshivas and amongst various different groups in Eretz Yisrael, that's a job that requires to travel, go from place to place, and a lot of energy. That belongs to the young Agudas Chabad. That goes into their responsibilities. But in their organization, there should be in the organizing group a representative from Hanholos Agudas Chabad. Number six, as far as the printing of Hasidus in a place, printing Hasidus in a place where you need to show who is the printer, you should also write like the above, Agudas Chabad in Eretz HaKodesh, Tibonis Kodesh, Tzidei Agudas Chabad in Eretz HaKodesh. So you should write both names. I am hopeful that you will debate these suggestions as soon as possible, and please let me know the decisions. And may it be that the Hiskashus, our connections, our tying of each of one to our leader, our holy leader, should impact that the mind should be in control over the heart, which means to think first and not to get all emotional. And, you know, to take control. And we should, all of us should merit to fulfill our mission in this world with out of relaxed nechs and nefesh and a rejoiceful heart. With blessing for Hatzlocha in this service, that's the holy service that has been placed upon them and upon us from our leader, the one who is looking forward for good news. Signed for the Rebbe, the Rebbe's signature. So again, the Rebbe is here trying to balance the powers to be and to divide up some of the work and to organize it. The Rebbe only puts it as suggestions. The Rebbe doesn't, and the Rebbe tells them they should tell him what the decision is.